even Bokar and Soin. Maybe you can put the two of them together. If you have five Bokars and five Soins, it's enough to make Maisa Behema. So the Mara says, Omele said back to him, Omakro, the Pasuk says no, Ho Asiri, the tenth one, mean to say, Tain Asiru Lezeh, but Tain Asiru Lezeh. So you have to say, it says Maisa twice in this Pasuk by Bokar and Soin. Rashi says, Omakro Asiri, the somach meiser abokar. The beginning of the pasuk says the word meiser goes near the word bokar, and then the asiri. So somach that goes next to the word soin. So the word asiri, the tenth, is also like meiser. So askecha the hashta ksiv meiser kol chal v'chal. Like it says meiser, each one separately. That's how I know. Even by meiser beimer also, you cannot take off bokar for soin and not soin for bokar. You can't put the two together. As if it says it twice, it says Asiri, so therefore we put it Meiser and Asiri, both mean like the tenth one. There's a tenth one separate for Bokar, and there's a tenth one special for Tzoyin, you can't put the two together. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Kvosim v'yizim nami, then how could you put together even lambs and goats also should be separate? So Mar says, no, we had before, for Tzoyin mashma called Tzoyin echot. That Tzoyin is mashma all together. Any type of tzoyin means one type. So therefore, lambs or goats are both part of sheep. You could take off ma'aser beim one from the other. Samora says, Hochinami, lema mashmo, kol dogon, echod. It says the word v'dogon also. So maybe the word v'dogon here also means all type of grain. You could take off one from the other. So you should be able to take off true ma'aser wheat for barley or spelt or milk or spelt or oats or rye. So what do we say? Dogon no, and ma'aser tzoyin yes. Or Abaye says reshisham. Says the word reshisham. So you have to say each one separate. Rashi says reshisham somach ledogon. Have a reshisham loyma tain reshis the whole dogon adogon. So you have to say take separate ma'aser from every one of the dogon. We need to say you can't take off one from the other. You have to take off special truma for the wheat. Special for the barley, each one is separate. So that's what we dash in his psukim, that by dog and the cheese one separately, just by tsoin, maise beimo, all tsoin is like one. Vechenom rabloz, rabloi, also said like this, vechenom rabloi, reshisam. It says the word reshisam, that teaches us each dogon is separate. Rava Marava says no, beloi reshisam, even without the word reshisam, nami. Mashma kol dogon echod. I'll tell you by maisa taken off from the five different grains, you have to take off each one separately. Why? Because it says mashma kol dogon echod lemotzasamad. You can't say all dogon is like one min, but about each one is separately. Why? It's like this. Bishle mosam so good there. Amrinin vitzoyin mashma kol tzoyin echod. It's good. Now by maisa beimo, it says the word vitzoyin means to say kfosam and ezim go together, because otherwise. The Sagadev can tell me and think, Kvasim v'yizim. Nami, they're also separate. Said Lich, the Apostle Joshua should have said, V'chol ma'aser beimah, that's all. All ma'aser beimah, they all have the same halachas. What does that have to say the word v'tzoyin altogether for? Said Lamai, the word v'tzoyin comes to teach us that v'tzoyin is different than bokar, and that tzoyin, all tzoyins are equal. V'chitem, maybe you'll tell me no. Ik siv kol ma'aser beimah, the Apostle would have just said, Kol Maisa by Behemo, Havamina, I would have thought to say maybe Afilu Chaya. Maybe Chaya is also included. Because usually we say Chayas, wild ones, are Bechlaab Behemoth. So the Apostle would have just said, Kol Maisa Behemo, and would have thought to say he would have been on a deer also. You also have to take off Maisa Behemo. And we know there's no din Maisa Behemo on Chayas, only on Behemo. Maybe that's why the Apostle has to say Bokar and then Sain separately. So maybe the word called Sain, like if that extra to teach us, all the tzoyin have the same halacha. It says the word tzoyin to teach us, and not a chaya. The verse says, no, this we would not make this mistake, because we would learn out, tachas, tachas, mikotshim. Gomer, it says the word tachas here by ma'ase beimo, it says the word tachas by kotshim. And we know kotshim is not with chayas. So the Torah would just would have said here, for ma'ase beimo, I would know it only applies to behemoths, and I do not have to have the word tzoyin. Now since here it says extra, the word tzoyin, that's where it comes to teach us that all tzoyin is minechadu. And the Yossi Gemara says now, V'yossi b'kavachoyim mechadish v'yoshon.
Meaning to say, let the pasuk just say again, kol ma'aseh behema, that ma'aseh behema applies to all behemas, and I would know not to chayis when the gezeira shava of tachas tachas. And now, how would I know to say that you can't take off ma'aseh from one behema on the other behema? That's v'yosav v'kal v'chayim v'mechadish v'yoshin. That learn out the cloud, the animals that are born last year cannot be mitzvah for the animals born this year. That I learn out from the gezeira shava of the lima from aseh to yaser. I learn out ma'aseh behema from ma'aseh dogen. If so, if I know that last year's can't come together with this year's, and they're not colliding together, for sure there's a kabbal chaim you cannot put together, bok or a tzorn, or even different type of tzorns you cannot put together. That's what I would have thought to say. V'yosav kabbal chaim mechodesh v'yoshen. If so, bok or a tzorn lomali. Why does the Torah have to write an extra word for tzorn? Why does he have to say bok or a tzorn? So the man comes to teach us, bok or a tzorn, who do you in misasum mizel mizel? Only Bokar and Sain, these two you can't take off Maisa one for the other. Avokvos and Vizim, but in the Sain family itself, lambs and goats, that Misasim, that you could take off one from the other. So that's how we learn out that Sain is good as a reboot teach us, you could take off Maisa from the Kvosim Tizim. Avokvos, but over here by Dogen, he can't make that Joshua. Misagi, would it be enough to like Siv Dogen? Lamute Shaminim. It has to say the word Dogen. It has to say, and what does Truma Samaisa supply? Like we said, Midiraisa Takasonia on Tirish V'Yitzer and Dogen. Suppose it has to say the word Dogen here. Otherwise, I would not know it's included in Maisa Bain, in Maisa, in taking off Truma Samaisas. Now that it says the word Dogen, it's not extra teach us all type of Dogens are similar, but no. Just teach us that Midiraisa, you have to take off Truma Samaisas from wheat, from barley, from the five type of grains. But Avadi cannot take off Maisa one from the other. Maskiv lo. Rav Huna b'red Rav Nachman. So Rav Huna b'red Rav Nachman asks a question like this. Eima, why don't I say, La'arvu la'boka b'tzoin? Hagadu Rabba. We had a question before, why does the Pesach have to say the word boka b'tzoin ma'isa behema? Let it just say, kol behema has a din Maisa on it. So you want to tell me, it says, Sain teaches that Sain can be put together. So the question is why? Maybe you say, Adarabba, that Bokar and Sain also can be put together. And since the Pesach says, Bokar and Sain, maybe the Pesach is coming to teach us that Li'arvu, Le'Bokar and Sain, that you could take off Maise Beima, Bokar for Sain and Sain for Bokar also. So why, just as the Mishnah say, old Sain is together, why not Bokar and Sain also? Omalei Mazlutra, Mazlutra said back, Omalei Mazlutra. That you have the word Asiri also. Again, so Amalei Mazutra, Vredi Rav Nachman the Rovo, Isle Nami Hu Asiri. We had the drasha before, it says the word Hu Asiri, as if to say it says the word Maisa separately by Boker and Batsoin. As if to say you have to take off separate Maisa for Boker and Sakra Maisa Bagna for Soin, you cannot mix the two together. Therefore, you cannot tell me Bokar and Soin means to mix the two together, because that's an extra word to Asiri, as if to say Maiser and Asiri, each one separately. Ikadiyamri, some say, Omar Rovo, Beloy Asiri Nami, even without the extra word Asiri, as if to say it says Maiser separately by Bokar and by Soin, even without that Joshua. Namile Motzes Amrit, still you can't say that Bokar and Soin Mesasim is Elzeh. Still, you can't tell me a half a minute to say that maybe you could take off Maisa Beima from Bokar and Sain together. Why? Because the Iskas, we have the Hekish, Maisa Beima, the Maisa Dogen, we have that, Asa Taser. Learn that one from the other. If so, Ma Maisa Dogen, just like taking off Trumas and Maisas from the grains. Mi Minashe Eni Minaloi, you cannot take off Trumas and Maisas, not from wheat and barley, not from barley and wheat. Is a mela af ma'aseh behema. The same thing applies back to ma'aseh behema also. That in min al shein min aloi, you cannot take off ma'aseh behema not on bokar for tzoin, or not tzoin for bokar. You have to have 10 bokars and 10 tzoins, or else you can't put them together. So that's the ikud yarmah. The Rav said even without the word asiri, I would know you have to take special from bokar and tzoin from the gzera shava of ma'aseh behema to ma'aseh dogon. For the more I varavu the yoma shana l'shana k'shisav. I rav before said no. That we dash and asa tiyaser. You learn that one from the other. It's only hilchos last year's for this year. Just like by dogan, you can't take off last year's mafra truma for this year's. Same thing, ma'isa behemah. You can't take off ma'isa behemah last year's for this year's. That's all. But v'lelo davar achar. But not for anything else. Like it doesn't come to teach us buck of its own. So how come Rav now telling us yesterday the zereshav of ma'isa behemah from ma'isa dagon? We're also learning out just like ma'isa dagon. You can't take off truma from wheat onto barley. You can't take ma'isa behemah from bakar and soin. I wrote before said no that the zereshav of ma'isa behemah to ma'isa dagon is only for the years. That you can't take off last year's for this year's, but for nothing else. So what's that Nechnami? Hode be Rav mehi. Nechnami, Rav retracted from that. Now Rav agrees that in this Gzereshav of Aser Tiaser, learning out one from the other, is included that you cannot take off Maisa Bokor for Maisa Tzoyin. You can't take off Maisa Beima Bokor for Tzoyin. The boy is saying, if you want another Teretz, I'll tell you, Chode Minayra Pop Omra, that they're both not Rav, they're both not the name of Rav. One of them was said over the name of Rav Papa. See if it's not a kasha. The Nechanami Rav Atak himself said the Gzera Shava Siri Siri is only for last year, not for this year. But not to learn out Baka from Sain. That's what we say here. It does turn out that one of them was the name of Rav Papa. Rav Papa is the one that said it, one of them, one of these drushes. See if in Rav alone there would not be a Sira. So Kopanim, we're coming out of Temes, what we learned in our Mishnah, that the Maisa Behema, those are the Klolim, that you cannot take off, you cannot be Mistar of the 10 animals, not last year's crop, but this year's crop, and Rosh Hashanah for that is Tishrei, and then you can't take off Bokor and Tzoyin together, you have to have 10 separate Bokor and 10 separate Tzoyin, the only one you can put together is Tzoyin, you can have 5 Kfosim and 5 Izim, and together you have 10. If they born to you that year, then you would have to take off Maisa Behema. Alright, we'll continue on the other side. We'll do the next mission on the other side. So just wait till the end of the tape, and then turn over. We'll do the on the other side, we'll continue on, do the next blot. Just wait till the end of the tape, then turn over. See, I'll start by the mission in Daf Nun Dal Ramadez. The mission says, Maisa Behema. The loch of Maisa Behema, if you have 10 new animals born to you that year, so you have to get them go through the door. The 10th one is called Maisa Behema. So Maisa Behema mitzdarif kamoli rego behema roya. You can be mitzdarif, if you don't have all 10 in one spot. Let's say you have two different corrals. You have 5 animals that were born to you over here, and 5 animals down another place down the road, you have your next corral. So the question is, how far away can they be? That there's still mitzdarif, it's still called like you have 10. So the shear, how far away they could be, is kamole rego behema. Means how far an animal would go away, and one shepherd could still watch after him. Could still watch him. So Mishnah says, like, how much is this? For kamihi rego behema. How far away is it the rego behema, the behema would walk? That, like, you could still see that far. That a roya, the shepherd, could still watch him. So, roya tezayin mil. That if they could see the roya, if the shepherd could see 15 mil. A mil is like a pi of 2,000 amas, which is close to 4,000 feet, a little bit less than a mile. So much at the times of the Gemara, they were able to see a good kamat, 15 miles they could see. And Rashi says, Mitzdarif Rashi says, Kamoli regab hema roya. Yeah, so Rashi says, Mitzdarif Kamoli regab hema roya, kefi shir. Sha behema misrachekes v'leches, the behema would walk, kishiroya, when you could still see him. Tehainu tezayin mil, that's 16 mil. The Shnachrin Rashi says, the fish, sha behema misrachekes zumizu, v'cholos lishtame b'ruyechad. Like one roya, one shepherd could still watch him. Of course, the same thing, v'ena tezayin mil. That the roya is able to see down the road 16 mil. So if the animals are within 16 mils, so it's mitzarif for Maisa Behema. Yes, actually, able to see very good then. Yeah, that's called the Kamihi Rego Behema, that's Roya Tezayin Mil. If the Roya, the shepherd, could see that he could take care of the animals 16 mil down the road. Now, what's going to be Hoyu Ben Elu Elu Lamed Beis Mil? Let's say there were 32 mil in between these two corrals of your animals. Then aim it starfen. Then you can't put the two together. And if you don't have 10 in each one of them, so you're not chayv in Maisa Behema. So the moral is the question. We just got finished saying 16 mil. How come here it says double that amount? It says 32. Let's don't see. What's going to be hoyeloi b'emtza? Let's say there were some animals in the middle of this mil.
Rashi says, Yehoiloi biyemtza, there's an animal in the middle, and there's a 32, you have two corrals, one on one side, one all on the other side, 32 mil away. But in the middle, though, you had some animals also. So, Hoyoloi biyemtza. So, Mevi umasrim biyemtza. You could take the middle ones and use them to include, to be Maisa. Rashi says, Oysen hem tsoi is like the ones right smack in the middle, between these 32, which comes out within 16 amas then, it mistarefa says atstodim. It mistarefa the two opposite sides, which are 32 away, also to make it all like one big Maisa. So that's what the Mishnah merely means. 32 is not mistarefa, there's nobody in between. But if you have animals in between the 32, then it's mistarif all three of them together, all three corrals are mistarif. If you have 10 between all three of them, it'll be b'chayim v'maisa behema. Rabbi Meir says, ha-yardein mafsik l'maisa behema. If the yardein, the river, goes in between one set of animals to another set of animals, that's mafsik. And if you have 5 on this side, 5 on the other side, you're not chayim v'maisa behema. You have to have 10 all on one side. Yeah. Now the Mora says, how do we know this, that there's a shear, how far away the animals could be, that you still must starve them to make it one chi of Maisa Behema? So, Omar Rabba Bar Shailo, the Yomachro, there's a posik in Yirmiyo that says, Oy Tarvorna Hatzoin, that they'll still let the Tzoin go away, Tarvorna, Ayidei Moina, that Tarvorna Mitzvot, you'll be marv them Tachza Shevet, mean you still count for Maisa Behema, Mashma Ayidei Moina, that if you have a moina, you have a shepherd watching them. Rashi says, Mashma, im yecholos lehimnois b'royechet, if you count them with one shepherd, is mikri tzoin, v'tarvono tachat ha-shevet lehisasti, you can bring them on the one shevet, on the one rod, to make that maisa. V'loiloi, and if one shepherd can't take care of it, then it's too far away. So it's totally how far a shepherd can still watch his animals. V'kimlu l'rabon, l'rabon anu, to say, t'shisus samil, with 16 mil, Koshota Bay Aino the Roya, that the eyes of a Roya, the eyes of the shepherd, could see 16 mil. So therefore, within 16 mil, he's still mitzarefa to make it like one set of animals. And if you have 10 bunti that year, you have a chiva maisa behema. Then it says in Mishnah, Hoyu ben Elu li Elu, Shloshim Ushnaim mil em tzarefness. 32 is not mitzaref. So Mara asked the question, Shloshim Ushnaim hu diyem mitzaref. Only because you have 32 mil in between. That's why it's not mitzaref. Mashmo ha botzum yachav, you have less than 32 mitzaref, and you could put the two together to make a maisa behema. If a katon, we just learned the ratio, tezayin mil, it has to be 16 mil. Tveiloi, if it's more than 16 mil, it's not mitzaref. The roi could only see 16 mil. So her it's a steer, is it 16 or 32? So my answer is, the kaboy le misni sefer, the one that says in the sefer over here, the sefer says what? Hoyeloi viyemtza. That if you have a third corral in the middle of the opposite twos, you have one all the way down the right, one all the way down the left, and those two are 32 away, but in the middle you have another set of animals. So, mevi umaisrim biyemtza. Then you can include the middle one with the side ones, because each one is not more than 16 mil apart, and therefore you can take maisa between all three of them. Now the kama. How much do you have to have, let's say, in the middle to mitzaref with the two opposite sides? So Amar Rav, Rav learns, Chomish mikan v'chomish mikan v'chomish biyemtza. It has to be that with the middle one and the right side, you'll have 10. Or else the middle one and the left side also you'll have 10. And then the middle one has been starved with both of them. So it has to be at least that you have 5 on the right side, 5 in the middle, and 5 all the way on the left. Therefore, this middle can be starved with the right side to make maisa, and can starved with the left side to make maisa. Now the svara that these 5 in the middle, they make up a chiyuv to give maisa. So really all you gotta do is take 10 of them and take off maisa. And the other 5 left over, you'll have to wait until you have more behemoths born to you, and be mitzarif them to give maisa a second time. Because you can't take more than 1 for 10. That's Rav Shita. Now, you're gonna answer. Dani is the more subtle, the lashon is the hani chomish, it's fit both ways. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Afilu chomish mikan v'heim mikan v'yechad b'yemtza is also good. Even though the middle one, when it mixes up with the right side, it does not make a chiv maisa. So what?
the middle one is the pshat, we look as if, Chazim says the roya, command the koi hocho, the karinim beimayna, that since there's a middle sheep in the middle of the road there, so we look as if the shepherd is there. And when the shepherd is there, from there, he could see to the right 16 mil, and he could see to the left 16 mil. So that's mistarfit. So even though the middle one and the right side is not enough, so what? He can still make it serifir. We consider as if the roi is in the middle, and since he could see both ways, that's mistarf both sides. So therefore, even though you have five and five and one in the middle, you're also mechuyiv in ma'aseh behemah. That's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel.